Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There you go. Obama meets Austin Powers. I will use my godlike talents to run the White House. Okay. Since you put it up there, let's make this the round table.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. We're knights of the round table. We dance when we're able. We do routines to call the scenes of footwork in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Okay, now I've been thinking about this for quite a while. And I've not heard anybody talk about it. As you know, they're going to be looking at vice presidents. They're looking at candidates and picking somebody. Now, Obama, say what you want about McCain. You know, whatever McCain gets, I think he's going to be fine with. And there's plenty of people out there that are worth it. But on Obama's side, he's got some hurdles he's got to hit, right? First off, there's three states he's got to go after. First off is Florida and Michigan. Mainly because the DNC screwed the pooch on those two because they got disenfranchised. So you've got older voters in Florida. Also, you got the Jewish contingent there that he's got to figure out what he's going to do there. So if he's going to try to carry him, he wants a vice president that's going to carry Florida or Michigan. Between the two of them, you got more delegates in the college. With Florida, so you want to go there. But then Ohio is pretty important, and that's where I got to looking. And I figured, what can he get as a vice president that not only would make him look good, give him a good stingent to carry Ohio, and be able to be technical savvy and bring us all sorts of stuff that would enrich our lives and be able to get some of that stuff passed. And you know what the ticket should be? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Obama... Glenn 08.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Senator John Glenn, who, by the way, just turned 80-something this week. So now he's got the old vote, just like McCain does. Somewhere between God and Moses, it's John Glenn. But I got to thinking about that. He'd carry Ohio. The senator, I mean, how long has he been in the Senate before he retired? Quite a while.
Yeah, about 1,000 years.
So, you know, when you're looking at inexperience where Barack's concerned, well, there's your experience.
Yeah.
Now, if Obama, by some strange reason, which I wholeheartedly doubt, would get to two terms, I don't think Glenn would go in the second term. He'll probably have to get somebody else. But he'll be established enough with Glenn in his pocket to get him if he gets to that point. Not to mention you're talking about NASA, you're talking about the space program, you're talking about Project Orion, shuttle fleet going out, talking about technology, talking about, you know, how are we going to be able to handle things with the price of gas going up, all this stuff. I think Glenn brings a lot to the table. Discussion?
He could very well be.
I mean, think about it. It makes perfect sense, and he gets to carry a major electoral college voting state.
and he could teach Obama how to ride a rocket clear out of the States.
There you go. He might even want to go, you know, to Mars and say, you know what, I'll do it if I get to Mars. You don't have to accelerate the program.
Yeah, could be.
Now, say what you want about Glenn, right? He's done well in the Senate. Yeah, oldest space guy, but you know what? We all know that was not research. That was Clinton paying him. Hey, man, I really appreciate you not getting me impeached. Hey, you want to ride a rocket again?
Yeah.
Okay, look, we gotta get the money here. We'll make it look like we're sticking you with needles up there, you know, 22,000 up there. But hey, when you come back down, you're my guy. That's what it was about, really. But no, I think if anything that would help him out across the board and give him the prestige, give him the background, you know, overtake the inexperience, John Glenn, Barack Obama.
Well, I don't know. I do know that he's going to have to get somebody that's not a radical leftist like he is.
Well, his wife can't run with him, thank God.
No.
I think it's what's screwing him up worse.
Well, I've noticed...
I don't want Hillary.
I've noticed that when Obama gives the speeches that his handlers have given him to give, he sounds really great, sounds statesmanlike. And when he's talking on his own, he sounds like a complete moron.
Well, you know, same can be said for Bush.
Well, that's
he's outside
true.
The teleprompter.
That's true. But Bush's big problem is a fear of public speaking.
Yeah.
Obama's big problem is every time he's not being told what to say, he veers off into some communism thing.
I don't see what the problem with Bush is in his speaking anyway. He's just an everyday person who, you know, like everybody else, you get in front of people, you choke up. And, you know, you want to talk about the man who freed the slaves. You know, that great Republican, Abraham Lincoln, wasn't exactly a great orator either.
Well, that's true. And the other thing is...
And he had a squeaky voice.
If a comic got up and used the same words that Bush does, he'd be the talk of the town. Everybody would think, he is so hilarious. Look at the way he screwed up this word.
Yep. I'm just tired of hearing them pick on him about this, especially Letterman. I stopped watching Letterman because of it. And it's like, look, everybody's that way. Even myself, man, if I'm from a crowd, yeah, I'm going to screw up a few words, but nobody's going out trying to take me out and shoot me. You know, it happens to anybody. But no, seriously, I really do think if he wants to satisfy the crowd, be able to make up for the lack of inexperience, everything, I think that John Glenn coming now, will John do it? I doubt it. I mean, he is up there. He's done his time. He served his country well. I think he's pretty happy in retirement. But I think if they definitely want to cover all their bases and carry a major state, I think getting John Glenn on the ticket is not bad.
Well, could be. I noticed that everybody that seems to want to be president is pretty well whack job anyway.
Yeah. My only concern with him is, like, you know, you're talking about hope and change. Well, first thing you got to do is get rid of the Clinton cronies. Stop bringing them into your campaign. Don't let Hillary in for VP. Out.
That's true. Although I think it was a little bit foolish to get up and say, America is the greatest country that has ever existed. It's a unique experiment, and now we need to change it. Excuse me?
No.
If it's so great, why do you want to change it?
Well, we'll just have to see. But I do think that when they're looking through those resumes, I seriously, seriously think that he needs to definitely say, hey, maybe we need to get John Glenn. Get Glenn on the phone. See if he's napping on the farm.
Yeah. And I would like to bring up a point, Mr. Obama. People are not talking about your wife because she's your wife. They're talking about her for her public statements.
Yeah.
If you don't want them to talk about her, don't let her talk in public.
But you know what? He's getting snake bit from over here. I wouldn't be surprised if he went atheist.
Yeah.
Poor guy. He can't get a break anywhere. Well, anyway, hey, let's see what happens. Maybe he'll pick John Glenn. And if you're Democrat and you want Obama, I suggest you give him a call and tell him. Can't hurt. All right. We'll see you next week. Night.
Yeah. Did you see him years ago when he was on Nash Bridges?
Yeah, that's Cheech Marin.
Cheech was on it all the time. They did one episode with Tommy Chong as this guy from out of town. And he says, yeah, you know, they were old buddies. And he says, hey, man, what's your drug of choice now? And Cheech looked at him and says, Rogaine.
Rogaine. That's funny. Hey. It says we're still on the air. Are we still on the air?